This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Peace to you and all in our radio listening audience. Peace to you. Assalamu alaikum. Our greeting is peace. Our name is peace. And our way is peace. Yes. Muslim means peace, one who has accepted to be at peace with his Creator and at peace with his fellow man, one who accepts the order created by God and conforms to the best. That's what a Muslim is. A Muslim is one who follows the way of human excellence. Under God, of course, under God, the creator of all things. Islam says peace. Muslim, Islam. Islam says peace. One who surrenders his will to the will of God peacefully, is a Muslim, following in the religion of, they say, peaceful surrender to God. And God in Holy Sacred Scripture, the Quran, he says, when he made everything, created everything, he invited the whole creation to conform to his will for peace. And some came willingly, and some came unwillingly. And God created his world like that. Not to force anyone himself. He doesn't force anyone. He wouldn't have created us with free will, a mind of our own, opinions of our own, and a will or desire to make decisions on our own. He wouldn't have created a creature like that if he wanted to dominate the creatures. No, he wanted the creature, one creature, to be free. And that's the highest of his creatures. The most advanced of the life that he created is the human life. And he wanted that life to be free, to come to him willingly, not by force. Hence it is written in our holy book, La Ikraha Fid Deen, that's the Quranic Arabic, the scriptural language, says, let there be no compelling in religion. Don't force people in religion. They have to come willingly, come on their own. And this is the world that we're living in now. The world has moved toward respect for every human person, respect for their right to make choices. Their own choices. So thank God our scripture provided for that. When it was revealed and it was based upon scriptures that had been received by prophets before our holy book came. That is before Muhammad the last prophet. It was based in those scriptures that came before. Whether we can identify it or not, some of us can't identify it. Some of us can. It was based in those scriptures that came before that God created the human being for free choices, yes, to be able to make his own life the way he wants. And if he makes it against the will of God, it is not God that will interfere with him. It is his own creation and the creation of the world that God made. The world was made also to support God's will. And they did a transcription, and they took what I said out of context, and they just said right nakedly, creation supports God's will. Like God will need the support of creation. See, so you have to be very sensitive to language. And look at what you're saying before you let it go. if you know the impression is not going to be good on the reader, to give them the understanding in religion that you want to convey or pass on to them, then change the language. Change the language. It would be wrong of me just to come right out of the blue and say creation supports God's will. Some of you will understand it and have no problem, but a few others will have some problem. God's will doesn't need any support from His creation. But if you put it in the right context, yes, the creation supports God's will. The creation supports man believing in God's will. That's how it should be worded completely. The creation supports man believing in God's will. Not just, I say man, I mean mankind. I'm females and males, everybody. The creation supports us believing in God's will. In fact, the great prophets didn't come to God except by way of creation. After they studied creation, they saw an indication in what they studied that there was a power superior to the creation itself that had designed creation and made it all possible. That was their conclusion that they arrived at. And they arrived at that conclusion because they saw evidence in their studies of creation that creation couldn't have designed itself. It must have had a superior intelligence over it to design it. Yes. So, and you know, in the expression in our religion, Ansarullah, is which means helpers or supporters for God. Ansarullah, helpers or supporters for God. It is connected in our scriptures with Jesus Christ and His disciples. Jesus Christ had disciples, and our holy book says that Jesus Christ said to His disciples, "Will you be my helpers and sars?" And the disciples replied to Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him and the servants of God, they said, "We are servants for God." They said, "We are the Ansarullah. We are servants for God." Now, that doesn't mean that they didn't say that they weren't His servants, but that language is in the Quran to make it clear to us that Jesus Christ was Himself a servant of God. And inviting the servant of God, He says this very plainly throughout the Gospel or the New Testament, that He is the servant of God. disciples of Jesus Christ, they wanted to make it clear that they were with Him and understood His mission. That they were not just coming because He called them, but His mission was the mission of the servant of God, Jesus Christ Himself. So they said, yeah, we are Ansarullah, we are the helpers for God, the helpers for God. Now, we know God doesn't need help from anything, but God didn't create the world for Himself. The proof of that is, He said, the scripture says He was before the world. Before the world was made, God was. There was never a time that God was not existing. He exists eternally. There will never be a time when He's not existing. There never was a time when He was not existing. He is eternal. Oh, that's hard to understand. I like the idea of God being born. You do? Well, let me give you something else to puzzle your little mind. Start counting. Where do you stop counting? Is there any end to counting? Well, now, measure space. Where does it run out? See how much I'm putting on that little human mind of yours? and you can't deal with it, you can't manage it. No, God is the only existing that is eternal, absolute, and immeasurable. And He made His creation to support you believing in Him as such. Because He made space, and all the science and technology we got right now, science cannot tell us where space starts and stops. And science cannot tell us also when the world will conclude and when it started. They just guess, all theory and guessing. All guesswork. So don't think man knows everything. Man never knew everything, and he never will know everything. The God that designed this creation designed it so there will always be room for faith. For faith. Because that's what makes human beings the best of all creation. They are creatures of faith. Yes? Creatures of faith. And it's written in the gospel where Jesus Christ is supposed to have said, faith moves mountains. He said, if you had so much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could move mountains. This is New Testament gospel. Now, it's a little shady up here. I got to put my paper in the light so I can see it. The word issue, has different meanings, have several meanings in the dictionary, issues. But if we say issues to an audience, like this, a public gathering, you think of problems, don't you? Issues. And as youngsters, they're using the word issue a lot now. Oh, she has issues. Yeah, when I was young, we didn't use that word. But now, youngsters use it a lot. Oh, I don't want to talk to her. She's got issues. Well, it means problems, all right. It suggests that there are some problems, issues. But you know, they call the first birth, delivery, also issue. Issue. And something that exudes out from the body. Issue. It issued from the body. It issued forth from the body. Liquid, usually referring to liquids. Mm-hmm. Issues. Yes. So it has different meanings. Now, I don't like saying it, but African American people, black people, got more issues in this time than we ever had in our whole life. Issues. No more limiting our freedom to the master's land or the plantation. We can get up and go and just go and go anywhere we want. We got the money. We don't have the money. We can get there any way we can. If we can find a way, we can go there. You can go back down south and come back up here. You can go west, you can go north, south, east, west, everywhere. Just go about your business. Ain't no master telling you what time to go to bed and what time to get up in the morning and get out there and go to work in that field or in that land. Ain't no master doing that anymore. The law has been corrected. A lot of sacrifices made by our people and other people, American whites, Jews and others, other religions, Quakers and others, paid a high price supporting us to get us freed from the land of the slave master, the plantation. Then to get the law corrected So we would be given the same justice or the same treatment that all other citizens are given. All this has been accomplished, and we still have more issues now than ever. Issues with whites, issues with immigrants, issues with the government, issues with the church. Issues with each other, issues with Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And that guy's so nice, I don't know how you can find an issue. But I guess that would invite issues too. You'd be too nice, you're gonna invite some issues. Such is life. We're free to do our own thing, and God will not take that freedom away. He will not allow anyone speaking in His name as a preacher of Islam. And if you understand it, same for the Christian preacher or for the rabbi. You can't take that freedom away from the individual. Have to respect him and his rights to make his own decision, to live a life of his own choices or his own choice. That's a wonderful God. That is a wonderful God. Yes. And now, he did that knowing that many of us will choose to go our own separate ways and never really conform to his will. He knew that. But he knew that there would be a number who would be conscious, yes, and they would be seeking truth, and they will not be pleased to live under man's authority. They would be seeking evidence, a proof of the existence of a higher authority than man. Yes. And he knew that eventually they would come to their Lord, return to their Lord Creator voluntarily, yes, not forced. Yes, God knew that. And he knew that that few would have the support of his creation. Earth, wind, fire, and water. All the elements, the whole creation would smile on those few that would accept willingly and voluntarily to live a life striving to please the Lord that made them and everything. Yes, God knew that. And that few would gain such power in creation and knowledge of creation and of God that they would become the leaders advancing the life of all the people. See, those who have issues with Scripture and God, they can have issues, they have the right, but they'll never be the ones to lead the world. They'll never be the one to lead society. They'll never be the one to advance society. No, indeed. The communist people, didn't they have issues? They said, oh, we know matter. We know science. We don't know God. And we can't prove that God exists. So we're going to leave God out of our ideology. And they followed that ideology for about 70-some years, and it came to its conclusion, it collapsed on them. And they had to give it up. Russia, the Communist Party, failed in Russia. China continued. But understand, if you have studied China and Russia, you will know that China's communism has always been greatly different from Russia's communism. Greatly different. That's why they were both communists, but they had issues with one another. for the whole history of the Communist Party, China and Russia always had issues. They were never happy friends. And that was because China was deeply rooted in their Chinese traditions. And their Chinese traditions was given to them by their spiritual masters, Buddha, Confucius, and other learned, enlightened saviors of theirs. So they followed the spiritual way. Even though they're communists, they didn't go materialistic. They weren't materialists. They believed in commune life. That's their communism, commune life, that they should live as communities, and the nature of community should decide how they should be ruled and how they should relate to one another and how they should produce for their society. That was their idea. Whereas Marx's idea was to break the belief in God and give the people to the nature of material things and have the material nature rule rather than the spiritual life. This was Russia's communism, and they failed. It died. It didn't live to see 80 years. And that's why today we read in the news that we are the only superpower. We're the only superpower. Now that's not quite correct. China is a superpower. Whether we recognize it or not, China is a superpower. If it ain't got nothing but manpower, it's a superpower. But it's got more than manpower, much more than manpower. Yes, we got issues. Be patient with me, hear me. Yes. Yes. You know, a spiritual leader in the days of old, before we became so modern with television and all these other things, before we even had radio, not to mention television, the spiritual leader was not just one to read scripture and make you feel good. The spiritual leader would also ask you, do you have issues? And if some of those issues was making you a problem for the tribe or for the area that they lived on or in, then the spiritual leader was to help you fight those issues. Get out of him. Let him go. Let him go, I said. In the name of, let him go. And keep working on you. And you get so tired of him saying, let him go, you give that issue up. That's a joke now. I'm just having a little humor here. No, some of them were convinced that the spiritual leader had the power to bring out demons, bad spirits, or whatever was causing the abnormal behavior and personality.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Psychology didn't begin with the modern world. Psychology began with the spiritual world.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the scientific world took it over. Yeah. But it started with the spiritual world, not with the material world or with the scientific world. Psychology. Yes. Psychology is natural. Everybody has a bit of psychology. When your wife asks you, where you been? It's after 2 o'clock. And you answer her, you give her a piece of psychology. You know how to do it very well. It's natural for you. Now don't think that she ain't got the same tool. you know, the preacher should never lose his skills. That work, that help. And right now, I'm coming at you with some spiritual psychology. Not you individually. Individually, we can find perfectly healthy African American. No problem, no issue worth discussing. They're doing fine. Males, females, old, young, middle-aged, doing fine. You can find them. They're doing fine. But on the whole, the African American race, or black people, oh, buddy, we got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And abnormal behavior.
Oh, yeah.
That has become so popular, it's in style.
Yeah.
It's accepted as normal behavior.
Yeah.
We got two extremes. Because it's nature. Nature has two extremes when it comes to feelings, sensitivities, okay? Soul nature. Two extremes, pleasure and pain.
Yes.
Pleasure and pain. So the key to living a successful life is managing pleasure and pain.
Yes.
So that pleasure is not taken over into, you see, you know, id, this is Freud, one of Freud's terms, id, the id. It's supposed to be one of the properties in your soul and in your psyche, the id. Okay, the id, it wants pleasure. The human nature wants pleasure, it's natural. But if you get too much, the id becomes idiot. Now, you don't want to get so happy and be happy too much, and all the time, even serious issues make you laugh.
Yeah.
Now you're an idiot.
That's right.
Eh? Went from id to idiot. When matters are not working out for us the way we think they should, rage can build up. Rage. Anger. After a while, you want to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And it might be yourself.
Right.
You want to hurt somebody. Bottled up rage.
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Like a pressure cooker. Left on the stove unattended.
Yeah.
The heat still coming in it. And it only can hold so much power or pressure. After a while, the pressure cooker busts open and blast half the wall and ceiling of the house off. That's your head. A piece of your head went off, you know. Bam! And if you survive it, you got less brains than you had before. Some of them got damaged beyond repair. Whole chunk of brain got knocked out. Nothing but rage. So don't let rage build up in you and you want to explode on somebody. That's dangerous for your brain power.
Correct.
Dangerous. You'll rip some brain tissues. Yeah, you'll cause some rips in the brain tissue. Be like Bruce Lee, cool it. You're all too young to know Bruce Lee. But Bruce Lee, he stayed cool. He was a martial arts, one of the best in the movies when he was alive. In fact, he was the best in the movies when he was alive. And his opponents would get all enraged and come at him spitting fire and stuff, and he'd just be standing up just as cool. He'd be paused and shaking his head like that. Like say, nah, you don't want this, but I got waiting for you. Cool, Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
We can learn something from the martial arts fighter. Yes, we can.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733. or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.